hearing God's law through Leviticus is super, can be super mind-numbing, actually. And reading it's even worse because you're just like, ah, what's happening? Why is there so much of the repeated thing? Why are there so many specific ways to sacrifice and for guilt offerings and sin offerings and peace offerings and how to atone for sins that you don't even know you committed? And you can get why people quickly lose interest or can never, you know, read through the Bible. But every time I want you to fight the urge to check out on those times, just like the whole genealogy lines. Now, I'm not saying you have to, you know, read them and memorize them, but to read through it and be thinking the whole time that, wow, this is God. This is the Word of God, right? We believe, at least we should believe, that the Bible is, every word of it is inspired by God. They're written by God through man. And therefore, when we read those, we say, okay, why is God putting this in there? Well, first of all, the historical aspect of the genealogy is amazing. What I wanted to talk about was the logistics of God's law in Leviticus. I mean, anywhere in the Bible, but I mean, this is Leviticus, you know, Genesis and Exodus, Leviticus. As soon as we start laying down laws, when God starts revealing his heart through his laws, you realize how logistical some of them are, just in the sense of like, people are somewhat new to the world at this point. He's telling them, like, straight up, like, this is for your own safety. Like, he doesn't say it this way, but when you're listening to it, reading it, he's like, you know, don't eat an animal after it's been dead for 3 days. And he's just laying out these laws, but you, nowadays we can think back, be like, oh yeah, because that meat's going to be rancid and you're going to eat it and be sick. And he does say that in a sense, but he's just telling them what they need to know to be safe. And so then you take all the other aspects, all the other sin offerings and grain offerings and the detail that God goes into with these things. We say, okay, God, what else are you revealing to us for our own good, our own safety? Because God doesn't just care about the big things. He's not just all about, you know, the awesome and mighty works, but he's very much involved with all the little things. The inner workings of a leaf off of a tree are amazing enough to know that, wow, God is about the details. And his heart for our good and his glory is no small thing. So all these little aspects are fascinating. And so for us to see God as big and mighty and awesome and perfect as he is, but to also see his heart and his just love for the small things and the details should also give us comfort and encouragement in Christ, how much he knows you by name and how much he loves you, not just the church. He loves the church. He died for the church, and we are called to be together as one, but even smaller, he loves you. He knows you. He made you the way you are. So he loves and cares about the little things, the little glorifying things that you do for him, the mundane, boring things every day of not cheating on your test at school, being a good employee, being faithful to your spouse, the little things that in 50 years no one's ever going to know about, but God's glorified by that. And so from the biggest thing to the littlest thing, let's be glorying in God and all this stuff. Because everything matters. There's not anything, not a wind, not a gust of air that blows by that God isn't aware of and knows about and has a purpose of. I'm just in awe of God this morning and trying to be aware of him in all things and seeing him in all things and helping to change my mindset of just, you know, everyday life, you know, being tired and working hard and doing these things, which are all good. And again, still glorifying to God, but just thinking, because God is such a God of the small things, he is such a good God of the big and mighty things. And he's just all around, all encompassing, wonderful and beautiful. And let us just glory in him today and glorify him with our lives today. Because we have to just fight the fight each day, each moment. So I pray today that we are all in that place. Amen.